BBM Noon Business Hour continues.
There's a rebound in television advertising. Let's get the latest, including a look at what may lie ahead. Tom Lason is here, media analyst based in Seattle, Washington. You can find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Tom, tell us about this. The ad market for TV improving. It's rebounding.
It is. I don't want to be a negative Nelly here. So if you plot the curve from about the second quarter or so and see what's happening, yes, it is improving. However, if we use our magic mouse and stretch that curve out a little bit, Cisco, let's face it, we're in the middle of a secular decline in over-the-air and television broadcasting and cable TV broadcasting ad revenues. So we're looking at numbers where the CEOs and the earnings reports say, hey, we're losing less than we were previously, so that's an improvement. Or we're not trending below the previous year's revenues, we're at or above them. So there is some positive news to be gleaned from this. Political has been a huge help on all this. But I think if we step back and look at the secular trend, we're still heading in the same direction, which is slowly down on broadcast, television, cable, and some of those kinds of platforms.
So what can they do? I guess if you had that answer, you'd be a millionaire or billionaire. But, you know, what can they do about this?
Well, I think they're doing that right now, attempting to really be purveyors of original, compelling content. A lot of the networks and a lot of the producers are back in production now. They've either moved their production locations or put all their people in a bubble. They've come up with a lot of strategies, and we've talked about this before, to remain in production. So I think, you know, once again, content is king. Having the keys to that content castle is going to be important. And I think, too, looking for meaningful partnerships, looking for meaningful over-the-air partnerships where there's a little bit of a symbiotic relationship between what's on the air, what's on cable, what's on your streaming service, what's going over the top, trying to be a player that can cover a lot of squares.
How does uncertainty with sports play into this? They don't know what's going to happen next year.
They don't. And that is that's been one of the real sad pieces of this, is that sports in large venue, group appointment viewing type programs have been the bread and butter of television, and particularly one of the bright spots that they've been able to maintain. With sports being, you know, at best half speed right now, it's not performing like they want it to. But I think the real emphasis right now is trying to preserve the audience, trying to preserve some semblance of league play, trying to preserve some semblance of a playoff structure, so that instead of having to rebuild an audience, hopefully when things get back to normal, that audience will just slide right back into their old patterns. Patterns are changing right now, and that's one of the big things we have to consider as people spend more time at home in this pandemic, and I think we're going to see another round coming here soon.
Thanks so much, Tom Lason, media analyst on Twitter, at Tom Lason, if you want to follow him. Past programs later today, a podcast of this hour.